Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. This week, we've been sharing a message of walking in truth, or the other side of the coin is avoiding self-deception. We know that those who do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, they are walking in deception and darkness. The eyes of their understanding have been darkened. The God of this world has just blinded them to the reality of truth. But my concern is to share with God's people, those who are listening, who really desire to walk in a way pleasing to the Lord, that we need to be aware from God's Word that there are areas in which it is possible to deceive ourselves. Now, as I shared, this is not a pleasant subject to talk about. No one wants to believe that they could be mistaken or in error. Every man is right in his own eyes. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. Isn't that what Proverbs 20 says in 6? But a faithful man who can find? And Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We believe the opinions, the attitudes we have, no one is willingly going to hold on to a belief, a conviction, if they feel it's not true. All of us are very convinced that what we do is the right thing. And so there can be many things operating in us that we have to take our attitudes, our thoughts, our actions, and compare them with the Word of God. And so I've been sharing, sharing three areas that it is possible for a Christian to be deceived. One is the attitude toward ourself, which involves ego. There's the area of self-esteem, and of course, we don't see anything particularly wrong in that word. We are to love ourselves, but by definition, that means a confidence and satisfaction in oneself. And I don't know about you, but I am not confident in myself or satisfied in myself. Whatever good is in me is the result of God's work of grace and salvation in my life. Without the Lord, there's nothing good in me. There's nothing good in my flesh. And I believe the Word would substantiate that for all of us. And that's, you know, one of the dangers of self-esteem is the deception that our ways are right. Proverbs 12 and 15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. And then also conceit, which is an excessive appreciation of one's own worth or virtue. Galatians 6 and 3 says, for a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. And then, of course, there's also the religious spirit of sanctimony, which is a fancy word for putting on piety or to be hypocritically devout. And 1 John 1 and 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And so that's just a quick review of those areas involving our own attitude toward ourselves. And then sometimes there can be idols in our lives, material possessions. And that prosperity can be a source of deception. We know what the Word says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And so often we think that a material prosperity, not just a meeting of needs, but wealth, is a sign of God's real blessings. But if you recall, the Psalms, as you read the Psalms, the psalmist was many times grieved. Why do the wicked prosper? They're as a green tree, and I'm afflicted all day long. So we can't say there are hard and fast rules in any of this. You know, that's our human nature. Because we are limited, finite beings, we want things in crystal clear boxes. We want to be able to put a dividing line. And many times we cannot do that. We are so limited. That's why we depend and need God's word so desperately. That's the rule and guide to our lives. And for example, especially we here in America have been so blessed by an abundance of things. I mean, the people, you know, no one's trying to invade Russia, trying to immigrate there. It's in America people have been drawn, because why? We have been blessed above all nations, because the Lord of the universe, God, has been our God, although that is increasingly becoming not such a true statement anymore. Revelation 3:17, Jesus rebukes them. He says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Prosperity may lead to self-deception. And we must always appreciate God's blessings, but not to think that somehow spiritually we have arrived. There's he that thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. Psalm 30 and 6 says, "And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved." Hosea 12 and 8, here's this passage of scripture. "And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin." And then I'd like to share with you from the New Testament, Luke, the 12th chapter. And these are the words of Jesus, a parable. And he's verse 16, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Are the blessings of the Lord bad? Of course not. God does richly bless his people. All things are ours, the scriptures tell us. And yet, we must not put dependence or undue admiration or respect to them. They are not an indication of our spiritual maturity or growth. But we tend to think it is sometimes. If we're someone really blessed, well, obviously they must be, you know, doing something right. And if someone's struggling and going through hard times, difficult times, crises in their lives, problems, and it may or may not be true, they're obviously doing something wrong. They're somehow out of God's favor. We can't make those kinds of judgments. You know, beloved, what we have a responsibility to do, stop looking at other people and judging them. Let's just examine our own heart. Let us see where that's where our responsibility lies. We can only pray for others, but as far as judging and discerning, let's start with ourselves. Can we do that? And I think if we would all do that very sincerely and effectively, I somehow think we would not have the problems in the body of Christ that we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, all right, now there is yet a third area I'd like to share with you, and this would be deceptions of the heart, a result of ignorance or misunderstanding of God's word, basically our attitudes toward the word of God. Now, first of all, there could be careless hearing. We get overly familiar with the word. Oh, you hear a preacher, radio broadcast, whatever. Oh, I know that. And we sort of just mentally close our minds because we think learning the way of righteousness is just sort of a matter of accumulating knowledge, acquiring facts. And beloved, that is simply not the case. Listen to what James says, chapter 1, verse 22. "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I think that at one time or another, that passage of Scripture could apply to every single one of us. That we hear the Word of God, but unless we really hear and obey it, we're deceiving ourselves. We are not obeying the Lord. It's a lack of a submitted life. Jesus is not truly Lord. Oh, we might say, oh, Jesus is Lord. I believe He is Lord and Savior. And yet, unless we allow the Holy Spirit, and you know this, of course, this isn't easy. As I said, this is not an easy message to preach. But beloved, as Brother Glass used to say, if the shoe fits, wear it. And I'm preaching as much to you as to myself as I am to you. We all need to walk in humility and examine ourselves and realize that it's only God's grace that enables us to have a right heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit in me. Beloved, if we ever get to the place we're haughty and self-satisfied and think we've finally arrived and got it all together, that we're blessed of God and we understand a lot of deep things from the Word of God, if we ever get to that place, we are is conceited, if you will. We have a lot of spiritual self-esteem. Beloved, we are in danger. I don't know about you, but I constantly have to keep on my face before the Lord, asking Him to put His Spirit in me anew and afresh. If there be any wicked way in me, Lord, show me. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. That's what my prayer and heart's cry is, not only for myself, for UCM partners, but for all of those who are listening. And so, beloved, let us be not just hearers of the Word, but let us be doers, that we won't be guilty of self-deception, that we won't be guilty of a lack of a submitted life to Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Well, there's more to share, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join with me, and perhaps with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. The announcer in a moment will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.